Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where you're Karate Kid and I'm Mr. Miyagi, and I show you how to crane kick your way through business with our 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn how to scale your business. You may want to grow or scale your business at some point, so today's lesson is crucial. So let's get down to business. Before we get into the how to scale your business, you need to ask yourself an important question. Should you scale your business? Is this something that you really should do? Maybe growing your one-person operation to a 10-person operation is not something you actually want to do. Maybe it's just not your thing. Maybe it's not what you really want to have in your life. Maybe you're just doing it because you think that's what you should do. That's what you have to do in the business world. The answer to that is that you don't have to do that. You don't have to scale if you don't want to. Are you someone that can't let go and let others do other work? Are you somebody that likes to do it yourself and you have a hard time doing that? Even the creative work. Sometimes you're gonna have to delegate the creative work, the writing or the producing. And that's something that is very hard for somebody to do. Some people just refuse to do that. And if that's the case, maybe scaling is something you need to kind of look into. Maybe you can do things in a different way. Maybe you don't need to scale. Do you enjoy or like managing others? Managing others is very, very difficult for some people and they do not like it. You didn't start a business so you can do things you don't like. You started it so you can build a lifestyle around what you love, right? Do you really need to scale is an important question. Do you really need to do this? Maybe you're happy with the way things are. If money is the thing, maybe you just feel like you need to scale because you need to make more money and you're worried about not making enough money. Maybe it's not the size of your business. Maybe it's your prices. There are plenty of businesses that I know that are run by one person and they make lots of money. Maybe you just need to increase your prices or change the way you're selling. Maybe your selling strategy is not the way it should be. The success of your business is not directly correlated to the size of your operation. These are really important questions for you to really think about before you scale anything. Maybe you're just happy with making $4,000 or $5,000 a month and you're happy with having all this free time and not having to deal with other people or dealing with managing other people. Then if that's the case, I am the first one to say you have arrived, you are successful. There's no reason for you to scale if you're happy that way and if scaling is gonna make your life miserable. It's all about the way you wanna live and the way you wanna enjoy your life. If scaling is gonna prevent you from doing that, then do not scale. But if you're somebody that can delegate, that can give up work to other people, that really feels like you wanna grow this business so you can work with other people and you're fine with that and you're happy to do that and it doesn't bother you, then let's get into how you should scale. In my opinion, scaling should be done slowly. You shouldn't just scale for the sake of growth. My advice is to go steady and slow and to start with a virtual assistant. Somebody who's not a full-time employee, somebody that you're actually outsourcing certain tasks every day. And this is great to go with a virtual assistant. Why? Because first of all, you get used to managing someone. You get used to telling somebody what you want them to work on a regular basis, on a daily basis. You can assign them tasks and responsibilities and you can follow up with them and you can see how this feels managing another team member or somebody else that's working for you. And then you can kind of feel if this is right for you. If it is right for you, great, wonderful, go for it, right? And it also is a great way to try this at a minimal expense, right? You can get a VA for as low as $300 to $500. You can outsource things that maybe you're not really that great at or you don't enjoy doing. Maybe it's social media, maybe it's graphic design or doing, you know, little images or feature images for your blog posts or whatever it is. So think about that. Think about what you can outsource, what you don't want to do, and you can outsource it for a very low amount of money. For a low, you know, $500 a month is not much. Versus, when I say not much, because versus a full-time employee. A full-time employee is going to be a minimum of $3,000 a month. You know, they're not going to go to work for less than that. You know, that's $36,000 a year. So that's a paycheck that maybe you don't want to pay as a full-time employee. Some people think, well, maybe I can partner somebody and give them revenue. Do you want to give up revenue? If you don't really need that person, maybe you should just try going with a VA in the beginning, see how that feels, see how you can manage, do all that stuff first. It's a great sandbox, a testing ground to see if this is something that you could do. Before you hire a VA or even a full-time employee, you need to make sure that anyone you hire, anyone you add to the team has a specific purpose, right? They have a specific strength and purpose. You don't want to hire people just for the sake of doing it. You want to make sure they have defined tasks, a defined role. They have responsibilities that they are 100% clear on. They know exactly what they have to do every single day. They know what they're responsible for, what they're not responsible for. And you can make that very, very clear to them when you're going through the hiring process. By doing this, you know exactly how much time you're saving and how much you're actually getting in exchange for the salary that you're paying this VA or your full-time employee. You need to make sure, is this worth my investment? Is this worth my expense and my business expense by hiring this person? You know, are they adding actual value to the business? And that gets me to the next point. When you're hiring somebody, when you're scaling, you're always thinking about, when I hire this person or add this person and build my business to a larger team, is each person I'm adding to the value to the customer? Are they doing something that's gonna add value to the actual experience to the customer? Because that will equal a better ROI, a better return on investment, and a better profit margin, that people are gonna see more value, they're gonna enjoy your business more, and they're gonna buy more, and therefore, that person is directly impacting your business in a positive way. They're not just doing things for the sake of doing things. You're hiring them for a specific purpose, and that could be something like customer service. You wanna make sure customers are very happy with the experience so they can come back for more. So make sure that their roles and responsibilities directly influence the value you're adding to the customers. My last point is you wanna make sure you have a long-term view when you're building your team or you're scaling your business. When you're hiring somebody, have the mindset that you want this person to be there for the long haul. You wanna invest in this person. You want this person to invest into the company in terms of wanting to be there for more than a few days, right, or a few months. You wanna make sure that you're able to grow together. It's very, very time consuming and expensive monetarily to hire and rehire people. It's a huge pain in the butt. I know this firsthand. I used to do a lot of interviews when I was in education, and in the education world, it's very, very costly to hire a new teacher, because you have to, you know, market and you have to advertise. You got to find this person, and then you got to go through the training. And it's very, very, very hard. And the same thing goes with business. If you're going to hire somebody, you have to go through a whole training loop and then a whole cycle of them getting to know who you are and what you expect. And it's just very costly. So you want to make sure that you can retain your employees or retain your team as much as possible. So have that kind of mindset. Don't just think, I'll just hire anybody. Anybody can do this. No, think of somebody that is really gets what you're doing and is committed to your team. All right, guys, to sum up, first of all, before thinking about how to scale a business, maybe scaling is not for you. Maybe you're happy with a small organization, and maybe it's something else that you need to change. It's not the size of your business. Maybe it's your prices. Maybe it's the way you market. Maybe it's the actual product you're selling. Maybe your product is not as good as it should be. Secondly, if you're scaling, it's good to scale slow and start with maybe a VA. Get to know that person. Get to know how it is to manage somebody and give them specific tasks. That's the next one, where we talked about giving them specific tasks, responsibilities, roles, and make sure that they are in line with your philosophy, and they know exactly what they're getting into, and they're really committed to being a part of your team. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. This show is not possible without you, and you can support us by giving us a rating and review on iTunes. If you've never done that and don't know how to do that, no problem. This is actually very common, so much so that we created some clear instructions for you on 100mba.net/show. Everybody that gives us a rating and review on iTunes enters a chance to win a free ride to the $100 MBA. That's a free education and training and community inside the $100 MBA. We announce the winner every Friday with the review. It could be you, so give us that review. Guys, I want to leave you off by saying that you absolutely rock, because you're doing something that a lot of people are afraid to do. Start a business, work on something, work on an idea, make something happen, create something. This is something a lot of people are afraid of doing, and you're going in head on, fighting those demons, fighting those, you know, dragons that are in your closet. You know, we all have these fears. I have always had them, and I still have them, you know, and the fact that you're moving forward and you're learning and you're growing, you know, in spite of those fears, is something to really recognize and applaud. So guys, great job. I'll see you guys in the next episode.